Hey guys, you're listening to the She Comes With Baggage podcast with me, Britt. We're here to celebrate all things good, travel, lifestyle, and luxury. So zip up your carry-ons and shine up your Louboutins because we're ready to take off. Hey guys, welcome back to the She Comes With Baggage podcast. This is episode 4 and it's all about my favorite city in the world, Las Vegas. So today I'm going to tell you where to stay, sip, and shop in the beautiful Sin City. Las Vegas is probably one of my favorite places in the entire world. I've been 21 times and getting ready to be 22 very soon. And I've stayed and ate and drank almost anywhere and everywhere in Las Vegas. So this is my most asked travel question. I think probably like once a month, maybe even more, I get this question: where should I stay? Where should I go eat? Where should I drink? Where should I shop? And so I thought this would be a great opportunity to do a podcast about it and share some of my favorite places with you all. So we're going to kick it off with where to stay. Like I said, I've stayed at a variety of places in Las Vegas, and some of my must-haves when I stay somewhere is I definitely want to stay on the Strip. It just makes things easier. And I really want somewhere that kind of goes above and beyond. You can get an average hotel stay anywhere, any city in the country or around the world, but I want something that says, hey, you are in Las Vegas. You're in the lap of luxury. So I'm going to go into depth about my top two favorite places and give you some optional places. My number two on my top two list would have to be the Aria Sky Suites. Now, this is not just the regular rooms at Aria. This is a whole separate section of the hotel, and they are named the Sky Suites. So the great things about staying at Aria Sky Suites, you would get luxury airport pickup and drop-off. So you're going to show up, you're going to have your little guy with his iPad, he'll come get your luggage, and usually it's a beautiful like stretch limo that will bring you to a private entrance and private check-in area at Aria. You're not going to have to stand in line. You don't have to go through the lobby. You don't have to lug your bags to the casino. They literally take care of everything. You're also going to get a personal concierge while at Aria. So if you need anything booked or have any request, you have one person that can kind of handle all that for you. Very, very nice to have that person on standby. There's also a Sky Suites lounge area. When you first kind of enter the private entrance, they always have like Perrier and Diet Coke and Fiji water. And in the morning, they'll have like little breakfast items, coffee, and in the evening, it kind of turns into like a wine and cheese party. So really fun if you're staying there with friends to meet down in the lounge, grab a glass of wine, have some cheese before you maybe go to the casino or go to the show or go out to dinner. It's just a nice little perk that Aria provides. They also have a very private pool that's just for Sky Suites guests. It's called the Sky Pool. And one of the cool, really cool things about in the room is they have in-room tablets. This tablet, which is like an iPad, it will control your lighting, your curtains, you can order room service, you can book spa services, and you can even make nightclub reservations at Jewel, their nightclub at Aria. My other really favorite thing about Aria is the way it smells. You can actually go down into the gift shop at Aria and buy these scented sticks. So when you go home, you can kind of take a little bit of Aria with you. Okay, that is great. It's an awesome option. I would highly recommend it. But even better than the Aria Sky Suites, in my book, are the Wynn Tower Suites. It's really hard to like go to Las Vegas and not stay here. It would take something really special for Tony and I to kind of veer off this path. So let me tell you about the Wynn Tower Suites. Much like Aria, you have a private check-in. They also offer a personal shopper. And again, you have that private pool. I like this pool a little bit better. It's a little more European. It's a little more upscale. And there's also a private restaurant in the Tower Suites area. You will get complimentary breakfast there every morning. It's called Tableau. I would suggest making reservations because it gets very, very busy. There are a handful of seats in the bar area that you can just kind of grab. But reservations, I would totally make them. Tableau is great too because they do have tables outside sitting with the view of the private pool area and little misters on all the umbrellas. And it makes for a very nice breakfast or brunch. Other than that, the Wynn Tower Suites, what sets them apart is they have a private bar area. This bar makes homemade chips. So the last time we were there, two times ago, we had barbecue chips, and they were the best barbecue chips I've ever had in my life. And then last time, they were ketchup flavored, and they have Bloody Mary cashews too at this bar. So super awesome. And perhaps one of my favorite things about staying at the Wynn Tower Suites is that they'll press three garments for you every day. So if you show up and your clothes are wrinkled or your dress is wrinkled and you have a fussy wardrobe, you just set it out, you call your concierge, they come pick it up, they press it, they bring it back by that evening, and they do a lovely job. I'm going to have to give an honorable mention to staying at the Cosmopolitan. It's a very shishi, upscale, chic place to stay. It's got a young vibe. So if you're looking for more of like a party, younger scene, I would highly recommend the Cosmo. All right, so that's my options on where to stay. We're going to move on to sip now. So in this section, we're going to talk about where to eat and drink in Las Vegas. Breakfast, it's a little tough for me. I do intermittent fasting, and I have for a long time. So I usually skip breakfast and wait till around that 1 or 2 o'clock hour to eat every day. But if you must have breakfast, a really good option is Hash House Agogo. And then also Mon Ami Gabi. That one is at Paris. I would recommend to sit outside. Both of these places have really great Bloody Marys. I can't drink them. I want to drink them, but I can't. But I've been with friends who've had them, and they swear by them. The Mimosa Bar at Mon Ami Gabi is really, really good too. So that's just a handful of places to grab breakfast. Okay, on to lunch. Giada's, which is named after Giada De Laurentiis, the famous chef on the Cooking Network. Her restaurant is at The Link, and it is amazing. I would highly recommend the sangria. She has like a little photo booth right when you come in. You'll come up a set of escalators. If you take a left, make sure you stop in the photo booth. It's a really fun touch to the restaurant. And I would ask for a table with a view. There's certain booths that overlook the strip, and it's a beautiful thing. They sometimes open the windows if the weather's nice, and it's a lot of fun. Giada herself actually stops by quite a bit, and you can see her in the kitchen and in the bar area. So keep your eye open for her. Everything I've ever had there is delicious. Another place for lunch I would recommend is Mesa. It's over at Caesars. It's owned by Bobby Flay, another Food Network chef. And my favorite thing there would be the tamales are really good. And the green chili cheeseburger is really, really good too. Tony and I both had those during restaurant week this summer, and they were phenomenal. They also have a really large tequila collection, and that's one thing we enjoy drinking, especially on the rocks. So if you like tequila and good Southwestern food or Mexican food, check out Mesa at Caesars. I would recommend reservations there as well. Now, if you're shopping and kind of get a hankering for tacos and tequila, and you're over at Fashion Show Mall, El Segundo, which is kind of on street level, has a great outdoor bar with little misters again, or an indoor area to eat, and their tacos are phenomenal, and their tequila is not too bad either. All right, moving on to dinner. I'm going to start with my favorite place. This place is called Piero's. It is 1 mile from the Wynn. It's a little bit off the strip. It's traditional old school Italian restaurant, and it is not glitzy. It's not glam. It is old school, and there's a lot of locals that go there, but the food is phenomenal. And the fact that they filmed the movie, some of the movie Casino there, is just a really cool vibe. I would ask to sit in the bar, and if you like Ossobuco, get it, because it's the best there. They have a great wine list, so make sure you ask to see that. Another Italian restaurant we truly love is Sinatra's over at the Encore, and that's obviously named after Frank Sinatra. Their pasta is incredible, as well as their wine list. I really, really fell in love with a place over at Cosmo. It was recommended by our friends, and that is STK. I know there's a couple throughout the country, but I have never eaten at one. I would highly recommend it. The steak obviously was incredible. If you're going to name yourself STK, you better make a good steak. steak. It had a nightclub vibe, so if you don't like loud music while you're eating, I'd probably stay away. But it was super cool and super fun, and there was a lot of good people watching there. Nobu at Caesars, another place that has several restaurants around the country. I would be amiss if I didn't mention that. We love the tuna tacos and the lychee martinis. This would be great to go get a snack before you went to see a show, or if you kind of just needed one more little thing before you went to bed, that would be a fun place to stop by. Again, that's Nobu. Okay, as far as bars, just to go have a quick drink, I would recommend the Chandelier Bar at Cosmopolitan. I would go to the top level. You feel like you're sitting inside a chandelier. There's table service, and it's very comfy, and it's always has like a cool vibe, and it's always very busy. So that's a really fun place to go. Again, the Wind Tower Suites Bar with the house-made chips. I love it. I can't get enough of it. And if you're a big sports fan, I would recommend Lagazzi's, named after Emeril Lagazzi, over at the Palazzo. It's the best sports book in town. I would highly recommend reservations there as well. It does get very, very packed, especially during like tournament time. The Foundation Room at Mandalay Bay has a great view of the Las Vegas Strip coming from that end of town. And the High Roller, which is the big Ferris wheel thing, has a happy half hour. So it's an open bar. And as long as you're not scared of heights, that's a really cool experience to ride around in that huge Ferris wheel and get to sip some cocktails. Okay, so moving on to probably my favorite thing about Las Vegas is the shopping. If you really want to kind of knock it all out in one fell swoop, I would head on over to Fashion Show Mall that's located on the end of the strip across from the Wynn. They literally have everything. They have Neiman's, they have Saks, they have Nordstrom's, and every little tiny store that you can imagine. If you are looking for the best Chanel, Ferragamo, and Chloe stores, I would head over to the Wynn. If you are looking for the best Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Tom Ford, Christian Louboutin, and YSL, I would head over to Crystals, that's attached to Aria. If you're interested in Ted Baker, David Yurman, Cartier, and still kind of want to see some Louis Vuitton, Gucci, and Ferragamo, head over to the Caesar shops, obviously located in Caesar. And if you really need some Burberry and Fendi and love Barney's, then I would go to the Grand Canal shops at the Palazzo. So that is my Vegas secret tips. I think the one thing to remember is you really just have to make Las Vegas yours. If you don't like to gamble, don't gamble. If you don't like to shop, don't shop. If you don't like the spa, don't go to the spa. I think Vegas can be anything to anyone. You don't need a car. Take your Uber everywhere. And for first timers, Ubers, taxis, Lyfts, like, they cannot stop on the strip. So don't try to hail a car on the strip. You need to go to a hotel taxi stand or their Uber stand and get your car there. The thing about Ubers in Vegas is they'll tell you exactly where to go stand. You can't just kind of stand anywhere because the hotels are so massive that you'll get missed. So if you are more into like the limos and the black cars, those are always readily available at all the higher end hotels. All you do is just ask the bellman and they can get one for you. And speaking of bellmen, please tip them. They remember, especially if you're staying there, and it can go a long way if you're ever in a pickle with them. My other recommendation is to get a player's card. Usually it's good throughout that chain of hotels that you're staying at. So MGM and Aria, that's the same hotel chain. So, you know, you can get points and they can accumulate faster because it's the overall hotel chain's card that you're getting. And sometimes they can get you things other than just using it while you gamble. Like at Aria, if you stay in the Sky Suites and you have a player's card, you get to skip the line at the breakfast place. So just keep that in mind and go ahead and get a player's card as soon as you get there and check in. My last tip is if you are landing in Las Vegas and you are ready to get your cocktail on, there is a liquor store inside the hotel down at Baggage Claim. It's a pretty good liquor store. They have a lot of nice high-end champagnes already chilled for you and plastic glasses, limes, anything you really need. So if you're really fiending for a drink after you get off your flight, take a stop there before you pick up your bags. And again, this is like the best place, happiest place on earth. I feel like it's my adult version of Disney World. And if you love it, more power to you. If you haven't been, give it a chance. And you have any more questions, leave me a message and I'll be happy to give you some more recommendations. See y'all in Vegas.